This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Kaiser Permanente has reached a deal with the union representing thousands of its workers. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on the agreement.
The deal includes a 21% raise over the next 4 years for Colorado nurses, pharmacy techs, patient transporters, and thousands of other workers. Union leaders called it historic and a step toward fixing chronic understaffing issues in the nonprofit health system. Kaiser reps in the union spent months negotiating the agreement, and workers went on strike for 3 days earlier this month. They threatened another walkout if talks hadn't been settled by the end of October. Workers will be asked to ratify this new contract in a vote later this month. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
An Aurora police officer was found guilty of lesser charges yesterday in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. State Representative Leslie Herod had advocated for justice for McClain and spearheaded policing reforms at the state capitol.
One thing that we have struggled with and continue to press is the requirement for de-escalation. If we look specifically at the Elijah McClain case, if just one person started and attempted to de-escalate, Elijah McClain could still be with us today.
A former Aurora police officer who was also on trial was acquitted yesterday. Jury selection in the trial for a third officer is scheduled to start today. Most of the Front Range and Eastern Plains are under a freeze warning tonight. The National Weather Service says temperatures could fall to as low as 25 degrees by tomorrow morning. Tender plants should be covered or brought inside to survive the cold. This is CPR News and KRCC.